This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulullah. I was born in New York, 1946, Christian parents, and I grew up in sort of as an orphan, although I had parents. I accepted Islam in 1965 from a very dignified personality by the name of Sheikh Daoud Ahmed Faisal. 1965 was the same year that Malcolm X was assassinated. So he was assassinated in February, and I became Muslim in October. Foster homes that I were in, each one of them were a different persuasion of Christianity. We can say like it was like a buffet. So Methodist, Episcopalian, Baptist. So I had the whole spectrum by the time that I was 16 years old. And then I went into the military service, and I was in the Air Force for 2.5 years. So when I was in the military service, the Catholic religion was the most dominant. And so I had an occasion to go and talk to a priest, because I thought that, you know, the priest is a person that he can mentor you or whatever. And then I saw some inconsistencies in that. So I tried my hand at Catholicism, but it was just too rigid, too much mystique, too European, too clinical. And then there were some tremendous contradictions inside the Catholic Church that manifested itself later on. So while I was in the Air Force, I was still trying to practice Christianity, you know, traditionally in some forms. It wasn't making sense to me when I was 7, but you digest it because it's given to you. But there were issues that were not making sense. Jesus being God and his own son, that didn't make sense to me. And then he's also somehow the personality of the Holy Ghost. So, you know, the Trinity, this whole 3-in-1 concept in a person, 3 separate persons, but one God. It just didn't make sense to me. At 17 years old, I remember riding on a train. I saw this letter. It was the New York Times. And New York Times did a complete full-page advertisement, or they printed the letter of Malcolm from Mecca. So I remember reading that letter. And in that letter, Malcolm, ghafirullahu lah, he mentioned words like Mecca, you know, the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He mentioned the Kaaba. He mentioned the Quran. So just 5 or 6 or 7 things that he said in that letter, Hajj, Arafat. And I never heard those words before. So at that time, we didn't have social media. If you were fortunate as a young person, and I was one of those fortunate young people, I had a set of what was called at that time the Encyclopedia Britannica. So I went to the encyclopedia and I looked up these words. That was it. I never saw those words before. When I understood those words, I understood why Malcolm was moved. I understood why he could not put his car into reverse. So I started looking into this Nation of Islam that he evolved out of. I started looking at his words and his trip to Mecca. And just before he was assassinated, I had the chance to attend one of his talks in Harlem. And it was a very cold morning. I think he spoke from the Hotel Teresa, which is no longer there. And I was one of the people that was there. Thousands of people were in the street to listen to Malcolm, to see him. We saw him. We were on the roof, myself and 2 or 3 others. And his security saw us on the roof and told us to come down. We came downstairs, and of course we were very cold. And he called us over and we shook his hand. And when I look back now, that was very memorable. It's just something that happened at that time. Malcolm was, he was electric. You know, he was a personality that African-Americans had never seen. But Malcolm took his shahada. He was assassinated in February 1965. I was 17 or 18. And so he was assassinated in February, and I became Muslim in October.